Welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. Today, we're on day 16, and the title is Greenville Was a Sleepy Little Town. When I say that Greenville was a sleepy little town, I'm not being disrespectful. We had a lot of things going for us. Tobacco was king, and we had one of the largest tobacco warehouses in the state, if not the country. I don't smoke tobacco, but the smell of cured tobacco in a barn or on a warehouse floor is something pretty special. Tobacco brought a lot of money into Greenville, and generations later, there's still a lot of old money in that town. We never started school until after Labor Day because the rural kids were still in the tobacco fields until then. So what was the point? We were also a college town. Originally, East Carolina Teachers College, or ECTC as they called it, was mostly female until 1932 when they started to have male graduates in this teachers college, according to historical records. Later it became East Carolina College as it grew and expanded and developed its courses. Then in 1967, it became East Carolina University. I was there in the fall of 1968 to play football, which I'll talk more about later. Being a college town, we had great clothing stores. Kids dressed up in those days and spent a lot of money on clothes. We also had great bars, although they could only serve 3.2 beer. Now, if you don't know what 3.2 beer is, it means 3.2% alcohol, which isn't a whole lot. No liquor was sold at these places because we were still in the religious South. You had to go buy your liquor at the ABC store, the alcohol beverage control store that was run by the state. While it sounds like a lot of rules, gas stations would sell me beer by the time I was 16 and never ask questions. Access to moonshine or white lightning really wasn't that hard. And imagine this, Daddy used to send me and Debbie to Bat's Groceries, a local store just around the corner from our house on Colonial Avenue, to buy cigarettes at 23 cents a pack. We were only 9 or 10 at that time, but they never asked us any questions. They just sold us the cigarettes. So it wasn't really that strict. On Friday nights in the fall, everyone came to our football games, which we played at Ficklin Stadium, which is now Dowdy Ficklin Stadium on the campus of East Carolina. It's the football facility for East Carolina University for the East Carolina Pirates in Greenville, North Carolina. The official capacity now is 51,000 people, making it the second largest college stadium in North Carolina. Now, it certainly wasn't that big back then, but can you imagine high school kids playing in a local college stadium every week? It was pretty special. Our football games were the only thing happening on Friday nights, so everyone, or at least it seemed like it to me, everyone came to our games. Now on Saturday, the entire town turned purple and gold, East Carolina colors. Once again, the stadium was full in the town and it was rocking. So when I say Greenville was a sleepy town, I'm using a comparison to what life is like today. We had no cell phones, no movie channels, no computers, no devices, no 24-hour TV. The pace was slower. The local radio stations were very personal, taking dedications from one sweetheart to another all the time. The local DJs knew a lot of us football players by name and wished us well. I got banged up at one homecoming game, and I received an on-air best wishes for a quick recovery from a local DJ. Can you imagine that? You don't see that in a big town. We would drive around town listening to the radio and just hanging out. At some point, we would end up at the original Hardee's fast food burger place down the hill from the high school. As the story goes, after visiting the first McDonald's fast food restaurant in North Carolina, Wilbur Hardee realized that a business centered on modestly priced hamburgers and French fries could generate a substantial income. So in 1960, Wilbur opened the first Hardee's restaurant in Greenville that offered charbroiled hamburgers, a drive-through window, and quick service. And the rest, as they say, is history. But we had the first. Hardee's was a local hangout for us in Greenville. You could cruise through the town and see almost everybody hanging out at Hardee's. Several times a night, people would come in there just to see who was still hanging out. If you wanted to, you could drive out to some deserted cornfield or tobacco field or any number of places with your girlfriend and park. Listen to music on the radio, talk, make out, and just enjoy a quiet evening. Time slowed down in those days, without so many distractions and so much going on. Life was simpler, sweeter in many ways, and friendships mean a lot. Even though I've moved and lived all over this wonderful country since I graduated from East Carolina University, I still have friends I love and value deeply who I grew up with, and I'm very thankful for that sleepy little town of Greenville, North Carolina.